a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, it's Bran. I love Hallmark Royal movies.
Hi, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Royal movies.
I'm Dan. Panda's lying. I despise Hallmark Royal movies, and this is
the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
I can't break the bit. We could do is just be honest to start with.
I love royal movies.
He loves them.
Loves them.
Adore them.
Yes. They're so much fun.
We could probably flip for today because I'm just kind of whatever.
Should
about
we do it again?
No, I think we're fine. Yeah, we're I think the people get it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Deck the Hallmark. It's your good friends, Bran, Panda, Dan, and the Hammers in the background.
It's Hammer Town.
MC Hammer's in town. MC, how you doing?
No.
That was a trap, and we figured it out. Welcome
we're
to
professionals.
The
professionals.
Yeah, we know nothing.
Season one, we might have fell for it, but we are veterans at this point.
October 2018, we're doing a Hammer.
That's right.
There's no way around it. I'm sorry.
Hey guys, can you believe it? We are just 2 months away from the start of season three officially. Can you believe that? 2 months away.
Wow.
Have we been doing this really, 3 seasons?
Yeah. Man, you really just like, I was like, no, it's August. We've still got all of September and dang it. It's October.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we're less than.
Yeah. What day is today?
Today's the 24th. It starts the 23rd.
So we're almost exactly. Yeah. Today's the 25th. Today's the 25th, actually.
Well, and dude, September's only got 30 days in it.
It's closing in, boys. Woof.
There is a lot of chatter also. If you guys are part of Bramble Jam Plus, BrambleJamPlus.com, sign up. If you sign up for Deck the Hallmark Plus or All Access, you'll get access to the Facebook page.
Tons of chatter on the all.
Tons of chatter about a lot of different things, about a very specific type of lock-in wherein we watch Hallmark movies for 24 hours straight.
Here's what I need you to do. If remember, we watched Hallmark for 25 straight hours, and we stayed awake. Scoot over, Panda.
Do you like
directed by Brandon Gray?
I put the TV here so you can see yourself.
On friendlytv.com/DTH, we have three cameras and Panda's supposed to be in this shot.
I'm trying to social distance.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway. Social distancing is great. I want to be clear. Social distancing is great. Wear a mask.
What are you going to say next? Masks are awesome.
The three of us are practicing that. That's why we can all record this together. I promise you. But having said all that, Panda's not even looking at the monitor, which keeps him in the shot.
You know what? I agree, though. You should, because you're going to massages. You're doing all sorts of dumb stuff.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why we let you in here. Anyway,
feeling good.
Last year for Friendly TV, we watched 25 consecutive hours of Hallmark Christmas movies to start the season. It was a bear, and we live streamed all of it. And we were under the assumption that we would never, ever do that again. Having said that, there's some chatter on our Facebook group pushing for a second annual 25-hour marathon. Here's what I want you to do. If you enjoyed the marathon, I don't want to hear from you. If you did not like it and don't want to see it again, please email me so I have some ammunition to say, hey, look, the people really didn't like this. We shouldn't do it again. That's where I am with this. Because if the people want it, we're going to end up having to do it again. And I'm 37. I'm way older than these two guys. It broke me. I was out of commission for a week.
You were sick all of season two, and I can only contribute it to
attribute it, not contribute it. Attribute.
I can only attribute the contribution.
Yes, that I made.
Yes.
Yeah.
That.
I just. If the people want it, we have to do it, and that's where I.
This was my big thing, though, when we talked about this at the latest town hall meeting. Was
you should show up the next one. Next one's fun.
They're yeah. Leroy's always speaking up.
He gets rowdy.
He does. He's a rowdy boy.
Rig bangs the gavel.
Yeah.
Order in the town hall meeting.
My big thing was if you do it again, at that point it's an annual thing.
Yes.
And that is unacceptable.
Terrifying.
That's unacceptable. Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's a scenario, guys, where we can do it in 2021 with a book coming out. Everything is going on. Mm. We're going to be, I don't want to be president.
The only reason we get to do this, what did you say?
I don't know.
You don't want to be president?
I do. Vote for Brand 2020. What camera I looking at? Hi, everybody. It's Brand. Are you sick of the TV commercials about all the ads and the politics? Me too. If you vote for Brand, all those commercials will go away. And BrandWillJamPlus.com, you can get bonus episodes.
I see what you did
vote
there.
Vote for Brand.
Regardless, the problem is that we have the opportunity to do this and run this network because people listen. And so it's a tough spot to be in because that was just murder. Having said it, if the people want it, we're not really going to get out and see everybody across the country this year. It's going to be a tight spot. I'm just saying. Give me some ammunition. That's all I'm asking. If you think it's a bad idea, just email me.
Show me where the ammunition is. Wow, that's my Lin-Manuel impression. Ammunition.
It sounded like it was like at half speed is what it
Show
sounded
me
like.
Where the ammunition. No. Are you guys ready to dive into
please, can we?
Welcome to the Cindy Busby Fan Club Podcast.
That's right.
Where apparently we only review Cindy movies because she's the best that there is. And plus she's there the is best. When she was on last month. She talked about this movie because we were talking about, she reviewed a royal movie with us and she was like, well, I was in a royal movie. And we were like, what? And so we said when there was no new Hallmark movies, we would do it. And here we are. We have a gap of a few weeks, guys, before the next new one. And so let us know what else you want
us to
do.
Could we re-review A Summer Romance?
Re-review?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look, 25-hour lock-in, whatever. Re-reviewing a movie we've already done.
No, I'm in on it.
Out of the question.
You know what's so funny is, speaking of the 25-hour, Seth on the Facebook page said that he was rewatching it, which I was
It's still unfriendly.
Yeah. So I just was like, oh, that's interesting. Let's see how it holds up, because I was interested.
How does it hold up?
It does not hold up. There's a lot of dead air. But what I did find out is we had seen the Paul Campbell royal movie before during that 25-hour thing.
But it looked a little familiar.
Man, it did not ring any bells for me. None.
Royal Hearts originally aired on February 24th, 2018, and it went a little something like this. Kelly is a professor who is passionate about teaching, but those dumb kids aren't passionate about learning. They're passionate about leaving class when the bell rings in college. She's single, she's ready to mingle, and she goes on a date with a dude who's passionate about comic books and watches football during a date like a monster. Her friend is like, hey, the guy you're looking for doesn't exist anymore. He only exists in your books. And she's like, well, we'll see about that. She goes back to school, and there's this British fellow who is there, and he's like, ahoy, I'm looking for your dad. It's vital information. So this British lawyer is like, hey, a distant relative passed away, left you an estate in Morania. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Morania.
Morania. Dad is not having it. So he's like trying to pitch to dad, like, hey, come to Morania. You got this estate. And he's like, well, how much can I get if I sell it? And he's like, well, you can't really sell it. This certain estate comes with a certain title.
Title.
A title. And he's like, I don't care about titles. But finally, turns out that dad's great, great, great grandpa left Morania to marry someone that the family did not approve of. And dad is like, listen, I don't care about that. I don't want to move to England. I want to do this. And Kelly is like, well, listen, I'm going to take a job at Oxford. And so if you want to be close to me again, you'll come to England. And so he finally agrees. They catch a plane followed by a smaller plane followed by a train, and finally they are in Morania, and they're driving to the property, and some dude has just a bunch of sheep just hanging out in the middle of the road, and Kelly is like, get him out of here, and he's like, I'm doing the best I can, and Kelly is like, I'll help move him, and off they go. Dad quickly discovers that he is now the king of Morania, and he is not having it. He's like, I'm out of here. I'm not interested in doing this. And they're like, listen, you are the last male heir in this family. If you leave, we will lose our independence to the
Angosians.
The Angosians.
Agnosians.
Who they had done a split.
Angosian.
They had done a split.
Angosia.
You've got it. And they had done a split, and so they had independence, but if they didn't, they would have to come back together. They would lose their independence. It's a whole thing. And he's like, well, listen, that's not my problem. But Kelly is like all about it. He's like, Dad, you get the chance to be a king. You get the chance to run this thing. It's going to be great. Especially when she bumps into Alex, the sheep boy. And he's also a hunk. Naturally, they go for a horseback ride, and he tells her how this king of the neighboring town, Angosia, wants to industrialize everything. And if her dad leaves, he'll take over. He'll ruin all this beautiful land. He'll make in all the stuff. So Kelly convinces her dad, hey, just stick around 2 weeks. Let's see what we can do. And so Daddy King is like, I don't want to raise taxes.
Big Daddy King?
Big Daddy King. I don't want to raise taxes to improve this place. Instead, I'm going to start a cattle ranch instead, and that's going to make us money. And then he meets a woman at the bar, and I think that she is going to we'll see what happens. So Kelly meets with the king of the neighboring town of Angosia. His name is Nicholas. We'll call him Nick because he's a monster. And she's kind of smitten by Nick. But I think if I were to put a wager on this, I think he's a player.
You think he's a player?
I think he's a player, personally.
I think he's a player.
Do you think he's above board?
I think he's on the up and up.
I think he just crushes a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think we all. So Kelly and Nick just keep hanging out, but guess who's always just kind of right there, ready to help her learn how to shoot a bow and arrow and whatnot if needed? My boy, Alex. But Alex is not subtle about how he feels about Kelly. He is just throwing his game out there. But Nick is also not subtle because dude just asked Kelly to marry him out of nowhere. They'd known each other for like 5 seconds. Hey, marry me. And she's like, I'm going to think about it. And he takes that I'm going to think about it as the A-OK to announce it to everybody. Hey, Kelly is considering marriage with Nick. And she's like, well, okay, I guess that's what they do around here. What would that marriage do? It would unite the two kingdoms, and he would be able to lead. And so Dad gives Nick a talking to, and it's just fantastic. And he gives Kelly a talking to, and is like, listen, just think about this for a second. He crushes that. Talk. Dad is crushing. He's a pretty good job at king, but he's an even better dad. He basically crushes everything he does. And so she goes, tells Nick, listen, it's a no-go on the wedding situation. I'm going to follow my heart. And he's like, you're going to follow your heart, right? And I'm making a big old mistake for Morania. It's going to be mine soon. Alex did some research, though, and brings it to King Dad. And he's like, listen, Nick's country is essentially bankrupt. And they're banking on dissolving our country so they can have the land to build more stuff and get more money. And it turns out they need what they call the mineral rights to the mountains.
Mineral rights.
I don't
know. The ones.
And he's like, listen, Dad's like, you want the mineral rights?
You want it?
Give us our independence forever. So now they have their independence. Nick gives it the A-OK. King Dad proposes that they dissolve the monarchy forever, and the country agrees, so he's not king anymore. To celebrate, they throw a big old party, a barbecue. He's cooking up things at the castle. Alex finally tells Kelly how he feels, and they kiss, and apparently they get married, but we don't get to see that. And that, my friends, was Royal Hearts.
We did it. Man.
And I felt pretty darn good about that, personally.
So it was a good synopsis.
Thank you.
It was great.
Let's take a quick break, if you guys don't mind.
Take a pause.
Take a pause.
Just take a pause.
Take a break. Make a scene. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Back.
Back again.
Back again. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of this year podcast that we call Deck the Hallmark.
There was so much in that sentence I hated. First of all, welcome back to another edition. This is not the beginning of the episode, nor is it a new edition of anything.
You didn't let me finish. Welcome to a new edition of the Hot Take.
No, and the same thing that I hate the most is in this place or this thing or this podcast we call, oh my gosh, just stop it already.
Why are you even
another
here?
Another edition.
Why are you even here?
Another
You're attacking
of this
every part of my being.
That we
You're
call
attacking everything about who just I
prepare,
am.
Just prepare once. That's all I'm saying.
You prepare once.
It's like I do this. I could use the synopsis, and I'm just going to take the rest of the show off. I'm Brand. I wrote a good one, though. Don't worry.
Who are you with? On this
Oh, I'm split.
guys,
he does. He takes the show off.
No, you're a lazy boy.
He's a lazy boy.
You're a lazy boy. You listen, you ball so hard for the first 15 minutes of an episode. And then you coast. You're a coaster.
Hibernating till next and
all. Hey, I do more in 15 minutes than you guys do in 40.
That's also true.
May be true.
Listen, as somebody who is a perennial lazy boy on this episode, I do
on
very,
this episode.
And all of the other ones,
on this
too.
Thing we call the episode.
Yeah. I am fully aware you do so much. You hit buttons.
What is that behind your ear?
It's time for the hot take. Oh,
we're going to start off with the hot take, and we're going to start with my good friend, the hottest taker, and the man with the hot take behind his ear. His name is Panda. There it is. Hot takes for days. What'd you think about this movie, pal?
Guys, I love a royal movie, and this movie does not disappoint. There's castles, there's mountains, there's royalness, there's butlers. It's great. I love it. Listen, it's dopey. It's a dopey royal movie, but it's fun for me. It was a lot of fun. Beautiful scenery. Man, I really did enjoy this movie overall. I don't know if I bought any of the romance elements in this movie. Like it's weird to me, but I didn't feel like she actually developed any sort of real connection with Alex. Because they spend so much time establishing the relationship with the other guy that there's really very little time for her to have any sort of real connection with that. And I think that actually does a disservice to this movie. I get that you need to have a villain in this movie and you need to have somebody who's a bad guy. But I don't think that they do service to the romance element of her relationship with Alex. That to me is a little disappointing. Brolin,
James Brolin.
He's amazing in this. Like for a Hallmark movie, he's you could tell like he's just above pretty much.
It's hard to get chemistry with the leads when he really is the other lead. James Brolin is
he's amazing. Yeah. I mean, he's just so fun.
He directed the movie as well.
Was this an acquired movie?
No, it's a movie for Hallmark.
Unreal. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I have very little bad to say about this movie. This is great.
I agree with everything that you just said, Panda. I love this movie. James Brolin is everything.
Yeah.
Gosh, I love him. Who I didn't love was Alex, and it's just because I didn't get enough time to know him. Yep. I wasn't rooting for Alex.
I mean,
I was rooting for Alex in that I hated Nick and everything that he was
of course.
A human.
Yeah.
But I wasn't rooting actively for Alex because I didn't know enough about him, aside from the fact that he's good at bows and arrows and likes cattle and is pro horses. And so that's about all that I knew about Alex. Cindy's wonderful in this movie. And I love the father-daughter relationship in this movie. It was fantastic. And Dan, and I'm going to say this, if you didn't like this movie, you are the worst person I've ever met. And I've met a lot of bad
ever
people.
Ever met? No, we're business partners, yes. Brand.
Not anymore. If
I'm with Brand on that one.
If you didn't at least just like this movie, I think we're going to hang it up.
Let me tell you right now, and I want to be abundantly clear about this because I'm nothing if not honest on this show. This movie's god-awful. It's not a good movie.
But that doesn't mean you can't
it's
like
terrible.
It. That doesn't mean you can't
I
like it.
I didn't like it. I am not entirely sure this isn't a Republican propaganda film where the Marlboro man goes to middle of Europe and lowers taxes, dissolves the monarchy, and basically creates a farming republic that everyone can be happy about.
I think they are airing this movie during the RNC.
It's unreal. Yeah, it's unreal. James Brolin clearly is better than the material.
Hello, everybody. We're going to play my favorite flick.
Royal Hearts.
Royal Hearts. They got all the hearts. They're all royals.
There's no king except for me.
I'm not a king.
I'm a great king.
Don't hear what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying. Not what I'm not saying.
No taxes. He's going to get down and do the work. I'm not going to do the work, but don't take that to mean that I don't want to do the work. It's huge.
What's a horse? Yeah. Someone say horse.
James Brolin, clearly better than the material, is having a ball using every, my pappy used to say, imaginable in this movie. So they're like, should we keep a few in? Keep them all in.
Who wrote this
And they
this
made
movie?
The right choice. There's Can
a,
I say it?
There's a veritable buffet of bad European accents. And then there's one girl in this movie that they just poured all the accents into a blender for her. I didn't like it at all. The one thing I can say positive about this movie is it does a better job answering questions that most royal movies don't take the time to answer. They tell you where Mauritania is on a map. They talk about Angosia. They talk about the history of the two countries. They talk about, like, they know the other monarch. Like, you get this weird, long history with a lot of answers that most of the time they're just like, it's Sansanova.
Yeah,
you
but they it. Did, and in doing so, also give me a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah. But it's better than the standard, like, Sansanova, where, why haven't we heard? It seems like they just love, they don't do that. They tell you all about Mauritania, and they tell you all about that. But I do feel like it's wild that the Marlboro man with two sides of a barbed wire fence is fixing the economy.
I gotta take the, hello? Yes. Okay. Hey, the worst person of the year award just came through.
Oh, did it?
And it's you.
Hey, and I want to be very clear. I'm fine with that. If that came through, Cindy, I still love you. You're wonderful. Thank you for being a good sport. That doesn't change how I feel about you.
Boo.
And you weren't bad in the movie. I just hated the movie.
Boo.
This movie struck a chord with the fact that I like good movies, and this wasn't one of them.
I just don't like you. Okay. I like we've been friends for a long time.
We've been friends a long time. It's okay. I love you guys anyway. I love you guys anyway.
I love you, but I don't like you.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think that's where I'm at.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
More than fair. Absolutely. Somebody's got to be that guy.
That's right. Hey, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
That's right.
let's talk about feels, though.
Oh, my God.
There's feels to be at. And if you don't have any feels, Dan, I think you're a lock for 2021 worst.
Oh, boy.
As well. Back to back. Back to back, boys. Panda, what you got, bud?
Man, one of my favorite scenes in this movie is when they first go into the castle and they're looking out over the mountain range. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, Cindy's just amazed by like the scenery. And the dad just unimpressed, acting like he doesn't care. But you can see deep down inside, he's amazed by what's happening. I love that scene. It's fun. It's a fun scene.
Yeah. Dan said that James Brolin has a lot of lines in this movie, and he does have a lot of lines that are just fantastic. And the one that gave me the most feels was this one. There's a lot of dad sayings, they all gave me feels, but this one really struck a chord with me. Are you humbly grateful or are you rumbly hateful?
No, grumbly.
Grumbly,
grumbly hateful.
Either way.
Grumbly hateful. They just switched the G and the H.
That's so cool. I didn't know you could do that.
I love it.
I'm happy you love it. I actually did not have any feels, and I'm sorry about that. There's nothing I
that?
Can do.
Oh, hold on. Oh, you got the Lifetime Achievement
Award. I love it. I do have an entire page of James Brolinisms if you'd like for me to read them rapid fire for you.
I put them on
a separate page.
Give me feels, please.
Here we go. Whoever said money can't buy happiness forgot about puppies.
Yep,
that's not
that's
how
true.
That works. Nice chair. Where do they put the couch? I don't. Only way this fish would be fresher is if I caught it myself. Not necessarily. Man's all hat and no cattle. Life can be easier if you just plow around the stumps.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's true.
My pappy used to say, your gut always knows before your head figures it out.
That's right.
That's true.
When you're searching for answers, the only way to look is up. Are you humbly grateful or grumbly hateful? I never miss a good chance to shut up. You never notice when you blow in a dog's ear, it gets mad. But when you put it in the car, it sticks its head right out the window.
Yeah, sure does.
So true.
It's not. What? Those are two different things.
No, it's not.
No, you just
have you ever tried blowing in your dog's ear?
Get upset when you blow in his ear. Oh my gosh.
Oh hey, it's no, that was going to be a mean joke, and I'm not going to do it.
Wow. Okay. You've been
trying to be a better person.
You've been jumpier than a cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Okay. Dude, have you ever seen it?
Yeah, no, I haven't. It's
put
not
a cat in a Cracker Barrel and good luck.
If somebody gives you something for nothing, that's about all it's worth.
That's right. No.
There's two kinds of royal. Don't you ever forget that. I still don't know what that one means.
Okay, to be fair, I don't know what that means either.
And we're going to be royals.
A royal pain in the butt is what I would assume, but I didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
The best therapist has fur and four legs. It's true.
Let me be your ruler.
I want to be very clear. The best therapist does not have four legs and fur. If therapy is a serious field, I'm sorry. Like, that is not okay. And all of these could be Weight What's, and there are more that
I've seen. You clearly haven't seen Air Bud MD. It's right. Great.
Yeah, in Super Buddies, Kim Sustad's life was changed by the puppies. All right, yeah, we can go to Weight What. You could make all of these Weight What's, in my opinion.
They are all great. You're all monster. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to this little podcast that we call Deck the Hallmark.
Oh, my gosh. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You try saying it. It's good. Hey, it feels good on the tongue.
Hey, welcome back to this little podcast we like to call Hallmark.
That's not what we call it. Ooh. It's amazing. Ooh. It is amazing how bad you are sometimes.
Yeah. I would think you're doing it on purpose, except I've known you for years.
You know this podcast isn't just called Hallmark, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it not? Can I give it a second hot?
Give it a second hot.
Welcome back to this little thing we like to call Deck the Hallmark.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That felt good.
Delilah.
Hey, what's our address?
I have no clue.
That is brutal.
What's our website?
Oh, I do know. Well, we have deckthehallmark.com.
Yeah.
And then we have bramblejampodcast.com.
Good. Great. And what about the plus?
BrambleJamPlus.com.
Those are easy. Yeah.
Easy. You did it, buddy.
Nice work.
You know what? You're getting better.
You're getting better.
Thanks.
Not in high fives, though.
No. That was a
you
solid.
Still
no,
lead
no,
here.
No,
you
I
still,
did.
You still lead here. Wow, that's tough to watch. Don't get friendly TV, guys.
It's ever the way we want to support the show. We wonder where we talk about the things that that made us go, wait, what? Or Hanaway, if you want, whatever it could be. Panda, did you have anything? Because this movie is a masterpiece.
I have a few, just a few. It is a masterpiece, I agree. I am fuzzy on how they think she's going to be teaching at Oxford University.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you hit it.
I did. I definitely hit the trash can.
No, you did hit
just
the trash can.
Just the lid was on it. Sorry, go ahead.
Kobe.
I'm confused on how she has a master's degree and she's like, I'm going to be teaching at Oxford University next year. This is not how that works. Mainly because you do need a doctorate degree to teach.
Most definitely. But isn't she getting the doctorate while she's teaching? Isn't that the whole deal? She said she's doing it, working on her dissertation.
Well, but
she's
even getting her so, I don't think you would have a job at Oxford lined up. I don't think that's any of that's how that works. If you have not completed your dissertation, that's a major part of the doctoral process.
Yeah.
Not how that works, which is just the first thing.
You think Oxford is out there scouting MAs? They're like, ooh, there's a good MA with English literature. If only they got their doctorate.
You have a master's.
Come on in.
There's not enough of you out there.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Oxford clearly is looking at those minor league picks there. There's no doubt about it.
Because they just can't get anyone else. Where does the dad get power tools as he's fixing the fence? So he goes out there. He starts messing around with it. Next time we see him, he just has power tools. Like a whole bunch of them. Like,
I mean, it's 2017. If the king wants power tools, he can get power tools.
2018. I imagine that the castle has to have some power tools, right?
Yes. It's still 2018.
Which leads to, where are the people who actually do the groundskeeping? Because he has his butlers out there putting
Where are
the people that actually would be doing that?
That's weird.
I don't understand.
I think Alex does most of it, but when they decided to do construction, he then called upon the butler to help.
Okay.
But still, they would have groundskeepers that he would say, hey, can you
do
this?
It's more than, I mean, that's a massive property. One person's not doing all
that. The butler is designed to get you, like, amenities or make sure
I know what a butler is.
It's not a guy that follows you around and does grunt labor. Like, that's not what a butler
does. It is when James Brolin's the king.
So, James Brolin apparently has enough time, or somebody on site has enough time within less than 24 hours to get him a tailor-made dress up cowboy suit with the full vest that looks impeccable. I'm impressed. I just
hail to the king, baby.
And then finally, I know you read this quote. It does deserve to be read again as a wait what, because it is one of the, I don't want to say this, but it's one of the dumber things I've heard somebody say in a Hallmark movie. The only way for this fish to be fresher is if I caught it myself.
That's so dumb. So dumb. That's not how freshness works. It just isn't.
It could be equally fresh if I caught it or you caught it.
That's right. It doesn't matter
who catches it.
It doesn't matter who cast the rod. It matters none from a freshness capacity. It matters none.
I would say, though, to defend King Brolin. Okay, if I'm at home, right, and I go into my backyard with a lake, I cast the rod, I get a fish, I bring it inside. That will be fresher than me going to the store to get a fish.
Correct. But if she's running the restaurant and she's also a fisher,
right?
What is to say that clearly the fish is fresh. She's very impressed. Mm-hmm. They clearly caught those fish.
Yes.
So unless James Brolin is on the lake, ocean, whatever is in Mirania, and has a grill, a camp stove set up, and has cast, reeled it in, scaled it, cleaned it, put it on there. If he's bringing it, if they're both bringing it back to the restaurant to cook it, him catching the fish does not make it any fresher.
It's true.
Unless he drives the boat faster to get it to the restaurant quicker, that would be fresher. Maybe he's a faster boat driver.
Up there with Cat and Rocking Chairs and the other one.
Well, and she, if she's catching the fish, she has to do it before the restaurant opens, so there is a gap there. He can fish anytime.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that I'm thinking about that, that might be the best quote I've ever heard. This movie's flawless.
Right. You good?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a, when she's teaching in the back, there is a rack of backpacks. Now, that's fine. I don't typically see that in college.
No.
But that's fine.
No. I thought it was high school, to be fair, until you're a synopsis.
But what worries me is that none of the kids take those backpacks.
Yeah. It's there for looks.
They're just there.
See,
they're
something,
just there.
Say something, man.
They're just there.
Have you noticed a lot of backpacks on the back wall? I'm a little concerned for my life.
Kelly is really, really up on royal life.
Yeah. And
she knows a lot about how to be royal. And I don't know if she's just pulling that from the books or what, if she just did a lot of research, but it's hard to say. Nick has a really weird necklace at the ball. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Nick has a weird necklace at the ball. Did you see it?
Yeah,
it's like a weird cross.
I don't understand why you would have it.
I don't know what it is, and I don't know what it stands for. I don't know if it's like
what it stands for.
I don't know if he's trying to make a statement or what it is, but it's weird. Alex says horses are temperamental, like all beautiful creatures, and then he looks at Kelly. I would advise against that. I understand what he's saying, and she even called herself a creature just before that in a quote. That does not make it okay under any circumstance to call a woman a beautiful creature.
No.
Women are not horses. Where did King Brolin find a Montana apron in England?
I don't know.
Because he has one.
It's not England. It's Mirania.
I want to know how that happened. And that might be more of a what the homework, but I already had two, and so I had to throw it in there.
Last but not least,
did that dog drive himself? Because that dog looked like he drove himself. Looked like he came out of the driver's seat, passed into the passenger. I think that dog drove himself. That dog's phenomenal. Did that dog drive himself?
Bear the dog.
Bear the dog.
Bear, best therapist?
Best driver.
Driver.
Man, maybe he's an LPC. Like, maybe he's a legit counselor.
Well, and and this is important to note. The reason why I think he drove himself is because we all know that over yonder, across the pond, you drive on the right side, right?
That's
on
right.
The passenger. Bear the dog came out of the passenger side.
No, they have a scene where they're driving a car and they drive on the right side of the road, unlike England earlier in the movie when they hit the sheep.
Yeah.
It's an American situation.
Either way, there was no one in that car.
Bear drove the car.
There was no one in the car.
End of discussion.
Bear drove the car.
Yeah. He's maybe phenomenal. It was a full reveal thing. He's phenomenal.
Would you guys watch a TV show called Bear Dog Licensed Counselor?
Yes. Bear Dog LPC. Yeah. I would be in for that.
Man, that's good.
So they're in Montana, and I appreciate the fact that my early question in this movie was, why do they all sound like they're from Deep South? And he explains he's originally from Abilene, Texas, so I appreciated them doing that. But they're
Abilene.
They're in Montana, which, I don't know if you know this, it never gets super duper hot in Montana. It's pretty cold in Montana. I don't know what time of year it is when she's teaching at the beginning of the movie, but my man Grimsby shows up from Morania, and he is sweating like he just contracted the consumption. And I don't know why. There aren't any stairs around. My man is pouring sweat.
Using context clues, I believe it was around November because it was towards the end of the first
semester. So it's cold. Montana is cold in November.
Yes, freezing.
How is this guy wiping sweat off like he's with Colonel Sanders on their front porch in mid-Georgia, mid-June? Like, I just don't, for the life of me, he is pouring sweat. This guy, somebody get him some water and a tuberculosis test immediately. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm very confused at how only prop planes can get you to Morania. Like, they fly a giant jet over the pond, yes. And then to get into Morania, they're in a Cessna.
Right.
And I feel like the country is maybe not at its best if you can only get those prop planes.
But also, from prop plane, they then get on a train.
Yeah.
So it's not just, you then have to take a train.
Yeah. Bear must have also flown the Cessna in, which, you know, with the pilot goggles on. I mean, I'm paying for that.
He's good. Sure. Yeah. He's good.
I find it hard to believe that a near 70-year-old James Brolin doesn't know what escargot is. Like, in his 70 years of living, like, he's never heard the term
escargot.
He's a
simple man, Dan. He's a simple man.
Yeah, he's moved from Abilene, Texas to Montana. There's no way this guy's not heard the term escargot. Like, that's absurd to me. They never fully fence in the cattle ranch. They never do it. They show one L of the fence with two barbed wires. They never show a full fence. They show like three cows and one little corner of a fence. That's a little bit of an oversight, or maybe just didn't have it in the budget. They talk about, he finds love with this bartender who's also from America, and they talk about fly fishing. Mm-hmm. And then they go fishing later in the movie, and I have some news for them. That is not fly fishing. What they are doing is not fly fishing. And it's a simple, just don't say fly fishing earlier in the movie.
Just say fishing.
That's all you have to do, because they're not fly fishing. They're sitting on a dock. And speaking of the dock, I have a question. Is there a sinkhole in that dock? Because when they're sitting there, she's sitting and her feet are in the water. And James Brolin, who's probably a foot taller than her, is sitting and his feet are like a foot away from the water. And I don't understand. He looks like he's caught in a hole, and it doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, I just am very confused by the dock scene in general. Did I understand right that King Nicholas of Angoja decided to announce to a crowded room of Moranians that it wasn't a no?
Yes.
He stops and clinks his glass and went, I just proposed to a woman and I didn't get a no.
I'll just say this. Knowing that he knows that he needs to get her to marry him, it's a chess play, right? If I announce it out loud that she's considering it, then that puts the pressure on her to say yes.
Yeah.
It's a chess play.
That's bold.
That's bold, for sure. But listen, his town, it's going bankrupt.
Yeah.
Country, I'm sorry.
Two more at the end of the movie. The butler, I don't remember his name. Let's go with James.
It's a Bivy. What? It's Bivy.
It does.
Barley.
Brolin.
Barley Bivy.
Bo Bivy.
He, who has been hard British the whole movie, now all of a sudden is full Texas square dance auctioneer.
Love it.
And I
loved it.
I don't know if he had been practicing this American accent the whole movie or if it just shone through. If you square dance, you can't help but be American. But it was a riot. And then lastly, and this is very important that we get to this one, because there's some copyright infringement that I believe has happened. And these two properties need to make a crossover film, and I am there for that crossover film. At the end of this movie, she's talking to her dad, and she says, somebody wise once said, you don't turn your back on family. You're correct. That's Dom from Fast and the Furious. Dom from Fast and the Furious. Vin Diesel said, famously, you don't turn your back on family. It's part of a very famous speech from a very famous movie. What are you doing? That was in the trailer for one of those movies. And I now want to see a Royal Hearts Fast and the Furious collab.
Doesn't Brolin seem like he's a Fast fan though?
Yeah. But how did they write that and go, this is good. You don't turn your back on family.
You don't turn your back on family, man.
Nah, man.
If you Google you don't turn your back on family, the whole quote pops up from Fast and the Furious.
I'm hearing your wait what's, Dan, and it sounds like you like this movie.
What?
Yeah,
in what world?
No, I'm with you on right, that one, Brent.
Good talk, buddy.
It's a masterpiece. it's time for What the Hallmark. It's the part of the show where we wonder what could have
happened.
Ben, and what would maybe
happen
that would give some clarity to the
things that Ben
questions we still have. For the love of...
Hey, he's doing great.
I got happen.
He's doing the best that he
Next
can,
Next week,
Dan.
I'll get Ben right.
Dude, I saw Ben Wright live.
Mm, so good.
He was going to be singer-songwriter. He came out with some techno jams.
Yeah. A lot of bleeps and bloops.
Bleeps and bloops, baby. Panda, did you want to kick us off for the What the Hallmark?
Yeah, Zeke, the farmhand at the very beginning of the movie that's helping out the dad. He's a treat, I want more of him. I was really disappointed that he wasn't in it.
We never got back to Zeke.
At some point, I just want to make sure I understood this correctly. He was looking for his own car.
Yeah, I got this written down as well.
But he took his truck instead.
I love him.
James Brolin says, you drove the truck to town, and that's why you couldn't find your car. And then he says, believe me, I've been there. I
want to know more about... That's where I was
James
going with
is,
it. Where
James has been there? He's been there before?
No, it's the idea that you took a different car than you thought to the place you were going, and so that's why you couldn't find the car you thought you took. It's pretty... Like, I drive a truck, have for a while. My wife drives a little SUV. I've driven her car somewhere, and I've walked out of the parking lot and hit the unlock on my truck.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's all he's saying. He knows the end of the story. The story's not done yet. He goes, I know the end of the story. You took your truck instead of your car. I've been there. What do we not understand about that?
I was under the impression that he has been still looking for his car.
Yeah,
and he's filling him in. And then he's saying, I've also lost my car.
What he's saying is, I don't need to hear the end of your story because you took your truck instead of your car. I've been there. I've done that before.
Okay, that's fine.
This movie's a masterpiece. What do you want?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Flawless.
Do you have any more?
Yeah.
No, Zeke in general, just love him.
I need to know. All right. James Brolin's great, great, great grandpa was a part of the royal family.
Yeah.
He left. So many years later, they who has died? How many people have died?
Yeah. I just have written,
to get to the point to where James Brolin is finally king.
Doesn't make it.
There has to be a lot of people, right?
I have written down how exactly. Wait a minute. There's a guy who's running a ranch in Montana and he's from Abilene, Texas, and he's the king of a European country. How did we get there? Like, they gloss over that because there's not a good explanation for it.
Unless they have had just a string of
horrible catastrophes.
Horrible catastrophes. Maybe the last, one great grandfather had one son. I don't know. There's a lot there.
Yeah, there's a lot, so much.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Yeah. You got another one?
I got two.
Very concerned that a nation can dissolve its monarchy with a simple up-down vote. And I want to know the bylaws of said nation. Like, there's no deliberation. There's no, like, bringing forth of a bill. It's that easy. Somebody just goes, hey, we should dissolve it. All in favor. That's Those are some rickety slopes that you're on. You historically are going to just get another monarch. You're going to get another guy. I'm not saying I'm for the monarchy. I'm saying that you're going to get somebody else in charge. If your laws are that easy to bend, they're just going to, it's going to be a problem. I want to see some bylaws from Melania. And then second of all, Alex does a bit where he says something about how I used to be able to quote Dr. Seuss, but people stopped caring once they turned six. And just for the writer's room, do we think that people over six don't like Dr. Seuss? Like, is that where the entertainment ends at 6 years old?
I think it's no longer impressive that you can quote it after six.
Really?
I feel like if somebody sits there and randomly drops some Dr. Seuss quotes on me, I don't
hate it. I would be terrified and impressed.
Yeah.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Okay, fancy.
I do not like them, Sam. I am.
Ooh, you're good. I do not like them in a boat.
Boat?
No.
I do not like them if I float.
No, it's on a car with a goat.
Yeah, there you go. Man, you're good.
I want this to be.
Unimpressed. Boo, you're over six.
I was very disheartened because I have the entire catalog memorized and I wanted people over six to be impressed. Not really.
Oh, the places you'll go. Page one from Dan.
But it's good. Go. That's all I remember. Yeah.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Congratulations to Royal Heart for being the movie of the year in 2018. I'm sure of it.
It was great.
Are we ready to dive into the double decker of the week?
So ready.
It's my decker, it's your decker, double decker of the week. And this is the part of the show where Panda has done, from what I gather, the deepest dive there is.
This has been the deepest one yet.
You know how to twist and turn Google like no one else to find specific things that I think people don't even know is out there, and it's phenomenal. Dan, who do we have today? What's your deckers?
We have, now you knew how to pronounce this right.
Right, yeah.
Mish or Mish, it's M-I-C-H-E.
Yeah, Mish.
Mish Washington. And Nicole Reiter or Reiter. I think I'm going to go Reiter. Nicole Reiter and Mish Washington.
Yeah, so what's interesting is, Bran, I was just getting a little bit of backstory on Mish and Nicole, and I said, hey guys, how'd you guys meet? And they said, you know, we just met this little local diner just north of Poughkeepsie, and I wanted to know a little bit
so
about
so many Poughkeepsie. People from Poughkeepsie.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot.
They're north of Poughkeepsie, though.
Well, so. This one's north, yeah. Correct. And so I just Googled what's the diner Mish and Nicole met at, and I was able to find the exact diner.
Well, what is it?
Hold on really quick. I just want to pause.
You
were interviewing them.
Yeah.
And instead of just asking them, you decided to turn to the Googles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you Googled what diner did Mish and Nicole meet at, and it popped up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can twist and turn the Googles. Man.
Well, and to be fair, this diner really does a great job at, you know, updating the webpage frequently.
With all their guests
and
all their guests and where they meet.
And credit card information.
Now, it's a weird place. It's Judge Jed's Burger Shack.
Judge Jed's Burger Shack.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because I'm wearing my Judge Judy shirt today.
It's weird. Yeah.
Judy's my homegirl.
Yeah.
With gavels. One might say you just did a word association thing.
It's possible.
No, you would. I you would never.
You wouldn't, though, because that's not how Google works.
Yeah. Judge Jed.
Not Judge Judy.
No, Judge Jed.
Judge Jed. And not Judge Dredd from the comics.
No,
Judge
Jed. Yep.
Definitely not a combination of the two judges you thought of.
Mm-mm.
Judy and Dredd. Judge Jed.
There's only two judges, not Judge Jed.
What's weird about Judge Jed's Burger Shack?
Well, first of all, he's a judge
in
North Poughkeepsie and also runs a Burger Shack.
Tell me, you said north of Poughkeepsie. Now you said North Poughkeepsie. Which is it? This is important.
Well, you have to understand a couple things. North Poughkeepsie is also north of Poughkeepsie.
It's a separate city?
Yeah. It's just called North Poughkeepsie.
Okay, got it. So why didn't you say that the first time instead of saying North?
It's a proper parlance.
Okay. What happens? Does he judge the burgers, good or bad?
So
does he judge the customers?
He judges the customers. They come on in. He gives them a score 1 to 10.
Like on their looks?
It's uncertain. He does not disclose how
is
he comes
like
to
a,
it.
Is this like a weird?
And then he gives them based off of. Then he gives them a burger based
it's like
off
America's
of the
Next Top Model.
Except he gives them the burger.
Work it. Wow, and that's it. That's the whole thing.
Well, it's great though. I mean, if you're a 10 in his book, you get a great burger.
So your burger.
We got a clip.
We have a clip of Judge Jed's Burger Shack.
I went there. I went and recorded.
You went there.
Yep. It's a little shaky cam footage, but it's good.
Okay.
Let's play it.
All right, next customer.
Oh, hey, I'm here for a
burger. All rise for Judge Jed's Burger Shack. What's your name?
I'm Daniel.
Are you the judge?
Yes.
Of course I'm the judge.
Sorry.
Who else would I be? I got a robe and gavel. You're just a hostess.
I was
back to work, witch.
I was misunderstood.
You're one of 10 today. Judge out.
I never did get my burger. I want to be clear. I just walked out at that point.
That
sounded early on that there was a host asking where they wanted to be seated. Definitely not a judge. That was Judge Jed.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It was great.
I would have been more than happy to sit it out.
I didn't know.
You know what, though? I went back. And
no, you didn't. No, you didn't. We're done.
He's right on this one. All rise.
It's Judge Jed. It's Cousin Ned. Hi, I'm Ned. Jed is out today with the flu. Come on in.
Can I have a burger?
It's a zero for you. Get out. Thank you guys for listening. We will, I think we're off this Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got, but we'll do something.
Take the day off.
Take the day off. That's exactly right. Yeah. Take the day off. And we'll be back next week. We don't know what the movie is yet.
We don't
guys.
Know anything.
Let
but
us
we'll
know,
be here.
Let us know something. On the socials. What do you want us to do? What do you want us to see?
I love it.
We'll check it out. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Friendly TV and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bramble Jam Podcast Network Studios. It's produced by Brandon Gray. You can find out more information at deckthehallmark.com.